Welcome to the CFITrainer.net podcast. Today, we'll be spanning the United States to bring you interesting news stories that recently crossed our feed. Let's start in California. The Alert California program at the University of California, San Diego, Cal Fire, and Digital Path created a fire detection tool that uses AI to identify incipient wildfires and provide actionable, real-time data to scale resources, improve situational awareness, aid in evacuations, and monitor fire behavior. The AI analyzes images from over 1,000 cameras trained on the wilderness across California to spot wildfires. When the AI sees a possible fire, it alerts firefighters and provides an estimated location and a percentage of certainty that it is a fire. Trained watchstanders then vet the report. If the fire is confirmed, resources are dispatched. All 21 Cal Fire dispatch centers now use the AI tool with their camera data. The AI system is particularly effective in detecting fires in remote areas and at night. It has detected fires before 911 calls were even received. By providing early warning, the AI system gives firefighters the opportunity to suppress or contain wildfires while they are small. Camera data is also used to create time-lapse histories of fire development and as a data source for researchers from several institutions. Through high-bandwidth networking, fire response professionals in the field have real-time access to camera images, enhancing their situational awareness and putting eyes on the fire to make operational decisions about tactics and resource deployment. The AI and the camera images may help fire investigators understand the early phase of a fire to help identify origin and cause. The AI fire detection tool recently won the 2024 Innovations in Networking Award for Innovation in Public Safety from the Corporation for Education Network Initiatives in California. On March 4, 2024, a large industrial fire in suburban Detroit, Michigan hurled gas canisters 2 miles away, and a propelled canister struck and killed a man a quarter mile from the building. For days after, fire officials continued to warn residents not to pick up debris because it was still hazardous. The destroyed building stored more than 100,000 vape pens, half a truckload of butane canisters, and lithium-ion batteries. The fire smoldered for days. More than 2 million gallons of water were used to suppress the fire, and crews were on scene 24/7 for a week. It will take weeks for the site to be excavated and fully investigated by a joint effort of the local fire and police, Michigan State Police, ATF, and private investigators. The building was zoned and permitted for retail of a smoke shop that would sell paraphernalia, but not for warehousing and distribution. The township's planning commission had told the company that only retail was permitted. These types of fires, and this isn't the only one in recent years involving vaping supplies and butane canisters, remind us of the importance of zoning, code inspections, fire response pre-planning visits, interagency cooperation, understanding occupancies, scene control, and public communication. This type of scene is extremely challenging in size, hazards, excavation, degree of damage, and potential sources of ignition to sort through. The Centralia mine fire has been burning underneath Centralia, Pennsylvania since 1962. Likely ignited accidentally by a landfill cleanup nearby, the fire continues burning underground through the abandoned mine's tunnels, heating the soil above it. The fire's heat changes that soil and the microbial communities in it. From 2015 to 2021, researchers from Michigan State University collected core samples above the fire's path before, during, and after the fire heated that area. They also collected samples from nearby soil that was not heated by the fire. They extracted bacterial DNA and RNA from the soil samples and sequenced the DNA to determine which bacteria were present. Researchers conducted additional analysis to determine which bacteria were active and which were dormant. Only active bacteria participate in the ecosystem. Bacteria use dormancy to survive environmental stresses so they can live to reactivate another day. Researchers found that which species were active and which were dormant was different after the fire than before. Understanding what wakes up dormant bacteria and what puts active bacteria into dormancy can help scientists learn how to manage the microbiome, which may offer new ways to keep soil healthy in the face of damage from human actions, whether it's a mine fire or climate change. By using the Centralia mine fire's effect on the surrounding soil as a model, researchers are hopeful they will gain powerful new insights into how our ecosystem works and how we can heal the damage we cause. Finally, here's a quick reminder to sign up for the Consumer Product Safety Commission's recalls email list. Recently, there have been fire hazard recalls for 15 million laptop chargers, 16-foot extension cords sold on Amazon, off-road light utility vehicles, lithium-ion battery-powered coolers, and 187,000 air fryers sold at Best Buy, plus a recall of a Honeywell low-frequency fire alarm sounder and strobe that can fail to alert consumers to a fire. Information on these recalls and how to sign up to get consumer product recall alerts sent to your email is available at cpsc.gov/recalls. If you enjoy news stories like this, like the CFItrainer.net Facebook page, where we post news, training opportunities, and new content from CFItrainer.net. Find us at facebook.com/CFItrainer. Now for some news from the IWI. IWI's International Training Conference is less than a month away. It's probably a couple weeks, but there's still time to register and join hundreds of your colleagues in Las Vegas, Nevada for 5 days of training and networking from April 7th to the 12th. Class topics include CSST and lightning fires, State versus Claude F. Garrett, artificial intelligence, serial arsonists, fuel gas fires and explosion, self-heating, fire fatalities, and solid fuel inserts. The IWI Fundamentals of Fire Investigation class also runs during ITC. You'll find all the details at IAAIITC.com. That's IAAIITC.com. Register today. We hope to see you out there. This podcast and CFItrainer.net are made possible by funding from a fire prevention and safety grant from the Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program, administered by FEMA and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, with support also from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and voluntary online donations from CFItrainer.net users and podcast listeners. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Stay safe. We'll see you next month for the IWI and CFItrainer.net. I'm Rod Ammon.